Howdy, folks. One nice thing about these little foreign sports cars, if you flood the carburetor, just put the car over your shoulder and burp it. This is Pat Buttram for delicious double mint chewing gum with Just Entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
You know, friends, I've decided that there's two ways to enjoy life, liking everything and disliking everything. I used to think that folks who were always finding fault were miserable critters, but that's not so. They get their kicks out of kicking, see? Now, take that in-law who's forever telling you that you aren't raising your children right. Well, she's got to have something to complain about, something to make her feel she's smarter than you are, you see? Speaking of being smart, it's a right smart idea to chew refreshing double mint gum after every meal, because that nice steady chewing is a healthful, easy way to help get your teeth cleaner. And clean teeth are nicer looking teeth, believe me, as well as being more healthful for you. Remember that, will you? Double mint after every meal. Well, Jack, what are the Halloran boys going to sing for us now? Never mind, just go ahead and sing it. We'll find out.
Now, 50 years ago, me father left old Erin shore.
He landed here shillelagh in hand and develop anymore.
He got a job and then a wife and then a family.
And then one day he gave his old shillelagh stick to me.
Sure, it's the same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland. And divil a man was prouder than he as he walked with it in his hand. He'd lead the band on Paddy's Day and twirl it round his mitt. And divil a bit, we'd laugh at it, for Dad would have a fit. Sure were the same old shillelagh, me father could lick a dozen men. As fast as they'd get up, begorra, he'd knock them down again. And many's the time he used it on me to make me understand. The same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland. Sure, it's the same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland. And divil a man was prouder than he as he walked with it in his hand. He'd lead the band on Paddy's Day and twirl it round his mitt. And divil a bit, we'd laugh at it, for Dad would have a fit. Sure, with the same old shillelagh me father could lick a dozen men. As fast as they get up, begorra, he'd knock them down again. And many's the time he used it on me to make me understand. The same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland.
Well, that was real electrifying in a blown-out fuse sort of way. Speaking of electricity, I see where they're using the electric brain, you know, they call it that, to put Cupid out of business. The way it works, all the single men, they send in full information about themselves, and all this information is dumped into a machine. And a girl, she presses the button for the kind of man she wants. And the wheels in the electric brain, they start turning and all, and then they finally find the exact man she called for. Handsome, affectionate, kind, charming, and rich. There's just one hitch to it. Maybe she isn't his ideal girl. About all you girls can do then is just go back and try the machine again till finally one comes out who's satisfied with you. And naturally, his being down at the bottom of the barrel, he's no bargain. He's a dime a dozen type, and you don't need an electric brain to find that kind, do you? I guess maybe, girls, if your husband's shopping, well, the old established boy meets girl routine is still the best there is. Just be sure that when the right one comes along, you've made sure of a pleasant breath by chewing double mint. You don't need an electric brain to tell you that Double mint does a good job of sweetening your breath. Here's Paula Richards, and I know you'll enjoy hearing her sing Over the Rainbow.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I've heard of once in a lullaby. Skies are blue, and the dream that you dared to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops, away above the chimney tops, that's where you
Thank you, little girl. Sometimes I wonder if our push-button age today is really an improvement over the old days our parents knew. I mean, I wonder if there's a thrill in an electric blanket that there was in a hot water bottle. And you remember those bath nights in zero weather with a big tub moved close to the stove? You was rosy red on the stove side and goose pimples on the other. And you remember Mother priming the frozen pump with hot water to get water for breakfast coffee? Nowadays, about the hardest chore we have is to reach out from the bed and lift a telephone receiver. Sometimes I wonder. Well, it's Buttram bonus time again, and today it's another right good poem by Luther Patrick down in Alabama. It's called Becky and Jim. It goes like this. Next Sunday there's company coming, and I'm dreading it worse than a fire. It's my wife's plague-taked sister and her husband, Jim Mulligan Dwyer. He'll jump out and grapple my collar and give my stomach a whack. He'll laugh and he'll holler about it with an unearthly slap on my back. And then Becky, she'll say, "That's just his way. Don't pay no attention to Jim. You'll have to get used to him. That's just his funny way." We'll set in the parlor for something, and he'll keel way back on his spine with his feet on the chair and the table. He'll paw off the finish and shine. And I'll go and be rubbing his scratches, thinking of busting his head. And Becky will come giggling to me when she sees me all boiling and red. And then Becky, she'll say, "That's just his way. Don't pay no attention to Jim. You'll have to get used to him. That's just his funny way." He cusses in front of the women. He brags about being so brave. He's worth considerable money, he says he's been able to save. They're paying us a visit next Sunday, and I'm dreading it worse than a fire. It's my wife's plague-taked sister and her husband, Jim Mulligan Dwyer. And how Becky, she'll say, "That's just his way. Don't pay no attention to Jim. You'll have to get used to him. That's just his funny way." That's the Buttram bonus for today, folks. But here's some more music by Paula Richards and the Halloran Quartet, Blue Skies.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Bluebird singing a song, nothing but bluebirds all day long.
Now, I never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, how they fly.
2 days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
I never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my honey, fly.
Days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
Well, I don't ask you to remember all of our talking and singing today, unless you want to. After all, this program is just entertainment. But I do wish you'd remember that chewing double mint gum after every meal not only helps clean your teeth, but aids your digestion, too. And it's an enjoyable way to do yourself good, chewing double mint. Well, my name's Pat Buttram, leaving you with this little thought. Give me this day my daily opinion, and forgive me the one I had yesterday. Goodbye. See you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.